The history of mission offerings in the Seventh-day Adventist Church is rooted in the denomination's commitment to spreading the gospel worldwide. Historically, the North American division has been the largest contributor to the Adventist Church's global mission work. However, as other world divisions have grown in membership and financial capacity, funding global missions has become more evenly distributed. Nonetheless, the NAD remains a key financial supporter of the church's worldwide mission work. The Seventh-day Adventist Church was founded in 1863 with a small, primarily North American membership. Sabbath school, a central feature of Adventist congregational life, played a crucial role in supporting missions. In 1886, the first Sabbath school offering was collected for foreign missions. During that first year, they raised $2,233. However, it wasn't until 1889 that the church organized its first formal mission offering. This marked a shift towards a more structured approach to funding missionary activities. One of the most innovative and long-lasting initiatives in Adventist mission funding history is the Ingathering Campaign, developed in 1903. It currently goes by the name Hope for Humanity. Statistics for the past 20 years show that the members and non-member ingathering/Hope for Humanity contributions totaled $31,252,924. The conferences retained an average of 59% of that total for mission in their respective areas. The North American Division used the remainder of those funds for Adventist Community Services grant projects to conferences and churches and other mission projects throughout the world, such as literacy programs in several countries. The Week of Sacrifice offering, introduced in the 1920s, encourages church members to make personal sacrifices to give more generously to missions. North American Division giving to the annual sacrifice offering, as it's called today, totaled $9,869,312 for the years 2012 through 2023. Interestingly, the annual totals for the previous 3 years prior to the pandemic remained pretty static, and understandably, the 2021 annual total dropped 24%. However, the annual totals for the years 2022 and 2023 have increased 34% from pre-pandemic totals. God's people are faithful. The World Mission Fund, managed by the General Conference, and which includes Sabbath school offerings, pools resources from all divisions and supports mission work globally. In 2001, the NAD's contribution to this fund was $22,423,620, which represented 47% of the world total. In 2023, our contribution totaled $21,715,451, which represents 21% of the world total and again illustrates the growing membership of the world divisions. The Seventh-day Adventist Church systematically collects tithes and offerings, with a portion of these funds allocated for mission work. In 2001, the NAD's tithe contribution was $685,051,305, which represented 61% of the world total. In 2023, the NAD's tithe contribution was $1,322,728,890, which represented 42% of the world total. In 2023, tithe per capita in the NAD was in U.S. dollars, $1,052, whereas the tithe per capita for the other divisions combined was in U.S. dollars, $145. Please note, amounts from world divisions fluctuate with the relative strength of the various giving currencies versus the U.S. dollar. The General Conference uses tithe in many ways to advance the mission of the church. A partial list includes mission awareness and promotion, communication, education, various niche ministries, coordination, consultation, and leadership activities for the world church. Through systematic tithes and offerings, special initiatives, and partnerships with the General Conference, the North American Division continues to play a critical role in ensuring that resources are available to spread the Adventist message worldwide. This is our story.